sure out of that. And that hepatitis over. She, while we was our grandfathers and all back the back dates, you see. That helped us to tally over. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, we got $180 out of that $1,200. There's six children, you see. And they had to go through court. I guess it cost each one of them about $20 a piece, mm-hmm. you see. You put it through the court, you got it through. And we got that money, and that helped out a whole lot, you see. Mm-hmm. Then when grandmother died, and the same year my mother died, she had some money left, and they divided that, and we got our share of that, you see.
I see. Where did you live then after you left the... after you sold the place, what?
I went to school and the children stayed on there, but the young brother and young sister, but they finally moved back in the house with grandfather. Grandmother had died, and they had one old maid daughter there, and these children all moved back in the house with her.
See, how do you do? I'm Edward.
Good to meet you.
Very glad to know you. I'm learning something about basket weaving here, and how Mr. got started on it. He says that his father left a basket started, and you finished it up, and that's how you learned about it. Where did you go to school?
I went to Maven. I left that home that fall and went to Maven School. Went up there and boarded with the same aunt that was at McCool. He was a barber down there, and he bought Maven's. He moved up there, and I stayed with him at the school, you see.
I see. Uh-huh.
And that the spring when school was out,
friends,
I had borrowed $50 in money to go to school on. There you got a taken for it, don't even know what that was.
Well,
maybe we better go in another room then, and see what we're doing that on.
All right, however, we can...
She wants to get her story, she had.
I see, well, I don't blame you. You follow that? If you follow it, you don't want to miss it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay.
See,
I forgot my paper here. Fire feels good, doesn't it? Chair. All right.
That's another one of my jobs on another type of material. See, that's a cloth or something.
I see. Uh-huh. Let's make handsome chairs.
Well, we need to get on with our basket business first and not get off on this other stuff. You don't want the whole thing now.
What we're interested in is anything that you recall about when you were growing up, and very interesting how you gave me the price of the land and things like that. It's very interesting how land values have changed, and in fact how attitudes have changed. You were not very old, as a matter of fact, when you came back to make that crop, were you, as a boy?
No.
How old were you?
I was 20 years old when I made a share crop with a man that my brother had traded with, you see. And then when I went, took my brother and sisters out on our old Ravenna farm, I was 21 years old that summer. I started the crop the year before it started. I stayed there when I was 21, 22, and 23, and left that fall after I was 23 years old, see. And went to Maven School, as I started to say a while ago. I had borrowed $50 to go to school on. And when school was out, the time was hard and there wasn't anything I could find to do. So I went to the man that I owed and told him what I was up against, and I told him I'd just work for you if you got anything to do. And he said, I don't have, but my son does. And he traded me, and I worked there.